Hear Brady Hull and the Rams starting quarterback Clay Millen on the Clay Millen Show on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. All right, we're working on the walk-up song. We're going to get into that. Clay, man, how are you? Clay Millen, this is the Clay Millen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Oh, wow. Look at that. The live studio audience just absolutely loves it. How are you, dude?
I'm great. It's great to be down here. Great to be on the show. I'm super excited to be here. So I'm really excited and happy to be here.
All right, man. There's so many things I want to get into. I've been out to practice a few times. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you don't have a football that you're throwing around because every time I mean, you guys throw the ball. I go back to spring. I had so much fun watching you guys in spring just because you guys are airing it out. Mm-hmm. Great opportunities for pictures, receivers flying all over the place, man. Is there going to be a pitch count at some point for you? Because you've thrown a lot of footballs over the last few months.
Yeah, no pitch count. We love to throw the football every single day. We're always ripping it up and down the field, want to go deep every single play. A lot of the guys from last year's team were like, wow, it's a totally different vibe, totally different practice. You know, we're always throwing the football, and that's what we love to do. So as a quarterback, it's just awesome to be practicing and just throwing every single day and just throwing a ton of balls.
Okay, you guys seem like you're having so much fun. We've talked about the new era coming to Fort Collins. Obviously, mm-hmm. you are a huge part of that. All these Nevada guys coming mm-hmm. over to yeah. CSU, the transfer portal really benefited Colorado State, no question about it. From my perspective on the outside, you guys look like you're having fun all the time. I mean, is it as fun as it seems to us reporters and all the fans that hear and talk about you guys?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. We have really player-friendly coaches, too, that always make it a great vibe. I mean, obviously, it's football, so it's going to be serious. But we always like to have a fun energy, you know. We like to keep a balance of having fun and then be serious about it. So football is meant to be fun, you know. It's a game, and we like to have fun when we're doing it. So that's a big thing that we do in practice. We love to just have fun, laugh, and enjoy ourselves out there.
Clay Millen in studio, the very first Clay Millen Show. How do you feel, man? You're a radio guy, though, and yeah. I want to get into this because, Angel, I forgot to tell you this. Of course, Clay's dad, Hugh Millen, played in the NFL for several years, played for the Broncos, was star at Washington College. Mm. He guess who he talks about on a daily basis on his radio show in Seattle?
Oh, is it Brady Hull?
Drew Locke.
Oh.
And maybe Russell Wilson. We're going to get him on the show at some point. Clay, maybe we'll just get him on when you're in here and you can interview him for us.
For sure. I think he'd love to be on here. You know, he loves to talk ball, so we love
man.
To have
well, okay, so let's get into that a little bit. Well, when were you? What year were you born? Can you tell us that?
I was born 2002.
Oh, okay. All right. So he was done, and he was done.
Yeah, he was long done by then.
But how cool is that for you, though, to like have those stories, mm-hmm. knowing that's your plan, right? You yeah. want to be playing at the highest of levels. Having somebody like that in your corner mm-hmm. that's seen it all when it comes to football.
Yeah, so from day one, you know, he taught me how to throw football. He's always been there. He's taught me everything I know about the game. And it's just super awesome, you know. Not everyone gets to have an NFL dad just teaching them and be your quarterback coach. So he's always been there for me. He's always supported me. He's balanced being a dad and then being a coach at the same time. You know, he loves me super a lot. And then he's always there just to teach me everything about football because he knows I love football and he wants to help me achieve anything that I want. So he's just a super supportive dad, both on and off the field. And so it's just great to have him in my corner always.
When did he start doing the radio thing?
I think it was after he was done playing. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, but that's cool, too. Yeah. That's another avenue for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, getting into sports, you want to absorb every single thing, whatever position you're playing, whatever sport you're playing. So having that background mm-hmm. plus the radio thing, my goodness,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. No, he's done it all. So he loves to talk ball and, yeah.
Hugh Millen, man, that's really cool. One of our producers, you were recording some ads back. Diehard Broncos uh-huh. fans you're going to get. So you two are going to hit it off quickly because
for
of
sure.
his Broncos stuff. So awesome. I know we're going to try to get him on at some point, mm-hmm. and you're going to interview him. Like,
okay,
I think
I
you
it.
Should interview
sure,
him.
I
you should grill it. That would be fantastic.
yeah.
So we have plenty of stories on that. I saw the write-up in the Denver Post on you too, mm-hmm. man. I mean, CSU with yourself, with head coach Jay Norvell, Matt Mummy. All of these guys are so, you guys have such great personalities and you're getting out there. And I know you're new to this area for the most part. I have not seen an excitement level for CSU like this since I've been covering the Rams. It's absolutely crazy, man. It's nuts.
Yeah, so I think we got a totally new team. You know, we got a new staff. We got like 59 new players, and I think our coach is obviously super friendly in the community. They're really good people, and that's why, you know, part as a player, you want to be playing for a good coach. You want to be playing for a good person. So that's first of all. You know, they're all great people. The entire staff from top to bottom, they're all great people. And you know, we're bringing in a whole new type of offense. You know, it's a lot different than last year. We're a whole new team. You know, we got some young guys. But I think there's a lot of excitement in the community, and people I've talked to, you know, they're super excited about the Rams, and we're just excited to play games, you know.
Yeah, well, and Jay Norvell, and again, my brief moments out there at practice, he seems like he's running everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm tired.
Yes.
He's like, he's got this, like, perfect gait, too. Yeah. The way he runs is perfect. And I'm just like, dude, is there anything that he's got the perfect mustache? I mean, he is a football guy. I just kind of picture him as that kind of guy that's up early, he's getting his exercise in, he's got three eggs and then, you know, one piece of bait. I mean, just like it's precision. And then you see him out there, even his run is perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to each drill. He's clapping. He's excited. He'll get after it too. But what's he like in practice?
Yeah, no, he loves ball. He's always, every single drill, he'll be the first one to sprint down. Actually, the other
day. Is he ever winded at all or is he tired?
He's never winded. The other day it was after Skelly and I did a set and I finished and then I immediately sprinted to race him all the way down the field because he's always sprinting, trying to be the first one. And so he loves it out there. You know, he's always enjoying it. He's a really competitive guy, but he, you know, he really loves to be out there and give off good energy. So he's just a great coach to be around, and he loves ball. He's just the perfect coach you want to play for.
Is he feeling better? Of course, we know. You know, last week you guys had a scrimmage. He wasn't able to be there in person because of COVID. But from everything we're hearing, he's back up, ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, he's back and he's totally good. So we're happy for him and his wife too.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's always scary when you hear. You just wonder how bad it's going to be, what it's going to look like.
For
but
sure.
Fortunately, sounds like everybody's come out of it unscathed.
Yeah.
How about talk to me about offensive coordinator Matt Mumme. Talk to me a little bit about him. His Twitter is fantastic. I love following him on Twitter. When you guys all started to arrive in CSU, the coaching staff is screaming their arrival on Twitter. I absolutely loved it. Coach Mummy's playing Tool songs. We're going to talk about music too, Clay, at some point. On his Twitter, getting into it. Coaches are making videos about Fort Air Raid. What's Coach Mumme like?
He's, you know, first off, like I said, all of our coaches are just great people. You know, that was the first thing when I committed. I wanted to make sure I was committing to a good person first off. So he's a great person off the field, and he just brings a lot of energy to the QB room. You know, he loves to have fun. He loves to crack jokes in the QB room. But at the end of the day, he's a great teacher. I've learned a lot from him, and he likes to just bring a lot of energy. He's a competitive guy, which is obviously something as a player that you want to play for. So, yeah, he loves ball, and, you know, he's just a great person to be around every single day. We have a lot of fun in there, and we get better every single day. So it's just fun playing for him.
Yeah. Well, and obviously guys that you're familiar with because of the Nevada situation and coming over, I mean, that was – what was the decision process like for you? Was it pretty obvious in your mind as soon as you heard the news? Or I'm guessing Coach talked to you guys, you were like, okay, I know where I'm going next.
Yeah, as soon as the news broke, you know, it was kind of shocking in the morning when I first – my roommates were the ones that told me because, you know, it was already broken over the internet. And then Coach Norvell got a chance to talk to all of us. And as soon as that decision was made, you know, it was easy for me to just be like, hey, that's where I want to go. They asked me to go with them, and it was a no-brainer pretty much. I mean, obviously, I was going to miss the guys in Nevada, and I enjoyed my semester in Nevada. But the reason I went to Nevada the entire time was to play for those coaches, and it was like, without them being there, you know, that wasn't the reason I'd want to be there.
Yeah, you're choosing a place to go and a team, but more importantly, like you said, you're choosing people, the people you want to be around. Now, you almost didn't choose those people, too.
Mm-hmm.
You were almost, can we even say the name in front of you, in your presence? They rhyme with Schmuffs. Can we, like, you were almost a Boulder guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, once I decommitted from Arizona, I thought that, honestly, that's where I was going. Like, I thought I was totally locked. My mom thought I was locked. My family thought I was locked. My mom actually bought me a ton of CU gear for signing day, and we were all set on CU. We were kind of telling my family, like, hey, Clay's going to be going to CU because my cousin goes there. And I thought it was a total lock and everything. I thought I was for sure going to be going there, and then I kind of just thought about it. I talked with my dad, and you know, I took a lot of my self time and thought it over myself. Went down to Reno as much as I could with COVID because we couldn't check out the facilities and stuff. It was a really weird time. And I just kind of thought it over a lot over the weekend. And at the end of the day, you know, I pulled me to Reno, and It was kind of like a last minute decision, and that's where I wanted to go.
Was there something said specifically by the coaching staff, by your dad, anything, or was it just a pull in your own mind where you're like, this isn't the place I should be. This is where I should be going.
Yeah, there was really nothing said. You know, they kind of told me, you know, what it's going to be like. They're going to say you're going to throw the ball a ton. You know, you're going to get thrown to a bunch of really good receivers. And so I just thought about it. You know, I knew what I had at CU. I knew what I had at Nevada, and I just thought about it for a really long time. And at the end of the day, I wanted to go to Nevada, and it was like that's where my heart pulled me. I kept on thinking Boulder, because that's where I originally planned to go. But then, you know, my heart just felt like, you know, I wasn't fully into it, because I just felt like Nevada was more the place that I wanted to be at.
Yeah. Well, and then as you said, as you get to know those people and those coaches, it was a no-brainer for
sure.
You to make that transition into Fort Collins for CSU. What do you think of that stadium, Canvas Stadium?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. It's really sweet. It's a really, really nice stadium.
How cool is this? Like, are you aware... The you guys played them last year. Mm-hmm. You played CSU last year. I mean, it was a rough game for Colorado State. But this program was, for lack of a better term, felt like it was in shambles. It was in a very bad spot with the way this regime was headed and everything. Not a lot of excitement surrounding this program. And then you guys all come in, and you being such a huge part of that. I think I messaged you the day you announced you were going to see. Hey, dude, let's talk. Is that hit your brain? Like, we are the guys that are set to change the way CSU is perceived, not just by their own fans, but perhaps by the state, by college football in general. I mean, this next few years is going to be critical for CSU.
Yeah, so obviously the Nevada guys came over, but a lot of those guys that have been here, you know, they've been through some stuff, you know, and I think that a lot of those guys welcome me with open arms, guys like DJack, Ajon, all those older guys. You know, I still look up to them. You know, they're fifth-year guys. They've been here. They've been through it. This will be their fifth year now, and I really want to get them to a bowl game. And so us coming in, you know, we want to help add to the team, but you know, a lot of the guys, they've still been here for a long time, and guys like DJack, you know, this is his team. You know, he's been here, he's been a captain. So we just want to come in and help win. You know, obviously we want to kind of change the tide, but you know, it's not the Nevada guys team, you know, that come over. It's a lot of these guys that have been here. They've been in Fort Collins for 5 years, and they've always been part of the green and gold, and obviously we want to come in, and they've welcomed us with open arms. So
was there a little, I don't want to say hesitancy, but maybe where the guys that were there before and then you all come in, I mean, was it awkward at first, or was it like instant, hey, we're all getting along, we're going to go make this thing the best it can possibly be?
You know, I wouldn't say it was awkward, but I think it was definitely a weird time for a lot of the older guys because there was so much change going on. You know, we had so many transfers coming in, you know, their old coaches was getting fired, and so it was probably a weird transition for a lot of those older guys, and there was some uncertainty with them probably, you know. When you have a coaching change, a lot of them are probably wondering if they were going to enter the transfer portal or how things would play out. And so I would never say it was awkward. They welcomed us with open arms, and it was an easy transition. They made it a super easy transition. But a lot of those older guys that I've talked to, you know, like Ajon, you know, they want to win now. So I think when we were brought in, I think they thought of us as guys that can help this team win. The coaching staff, I think they viewed the coaching staff as like, hey, this is our chance to go get to a bowl game and go win. So I think they were excited about it. I think they're excited for the change.
You're listening to the Clay Millen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. What's the transfer portal situation like? Can you take us through that? How much can you tell us about the transfer portal? Because the way it sounds, it's like you guys actually enter a portal of some kind and zhunk, and then you're back out. What is that process like?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, mine was pretty quick because, I mean, once I entered the portal, like, I already knew where I was going.
Yeah.
You know, I was liking everything on CSU as soon as I entered the portal and everything. So I think it was pretty clear from the jump that when I entered the portal, I was going to CSU. I think I committed, like, 2 days after I was in the portal. Like, it was super quick. So I never had that time of, you know, sitting in the portal for a couple months and really got to experience the full what it's like to be in the portal and just sitting there, you know. So I wouldn't have a lot of intel, honestly.
But you basically just go to whoever's running that thing in Nevada and say, hey, I'm entering the transfer portal.
Yeah, you go sit in, talk to them, tell them you're entering the transfer portal, and then all of a sudden your name's on this list, and then coaches can contact you. And so
is it uncomfortable at all? Like, because you're telling...
Yeah.
So you're telling people that work there, hey, I'm leaving you guys, and I'm actually going over here. Well, you don't know that. Yeah, I guess you can't tell them. I don't know.
Yeah.
But is it uncomfortable? Is it a weird situation?
I would say, I mean, it's not super easy, but I mean, it's not uncomfortable because, you know, nowadays everybody's entering the transfer
portal.
It's super, super common thing. So it's not like I was the only guy doing it. You know, there was a bunch of guys entering the portal. So it was kind of a weird feeling just knowing, you know, your name's not attached to a certain school now, but I would say it definitely was not uncomfortable.
Well, you didn't have to worry about telling your head coach,
yeah.
right? So that wasn't an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
Clay, man, we're going to, when we come back, are you ready for that? We already got questions coming in for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pre-screen them too to make sure we're not, we want to put you in the best positive light throughout the course of the season. We're going to have so much fun
Thank
on
you.
This show, man. You're doing a great job so far.
Thank
it's going to be so fun.
Sure.
I can't wait till we're talking about games
oh,
too,
yeah,
though,
excited.
Man. So it's the Clay Millen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Next, we're going to get to getting to Know Clay, presented by Ent Credit Union. So we're excited about that. If you have questions for Clay, you can text us at 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. It could be football related. Could be anything, right? I mean, we could talk Crazy Carl's Pizza, too.
Oh, yeah,
we could get
sure.
into that a little bit. All right, we'll take a short break here. 20 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. It's the Clay Millen Show, again, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be right back.
Get the latest news on the Rockies with Rockies Rundown, hosted by Jerry Schemmel and Tanner Schwint. Thursdays at 2 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 1310 KFK and 1310KFK.com.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
That's some good pump-up music for you, Clay.
Oh, yeah.
Is this what you jam into,
oh,
man?
Yeah,
you're
sure.
Right before the big Michigan game, you're going to be kind of strolling around the locker.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is time for Getting to Know Clay, presented by Ent Credit Union. And you just started teaming up with these guys. You're going to be promoting financial literacy and the benefits of being an owner member at Ent. Ent's a great place.
Oh, yeah.
Fred's a good dude. I work with Fred over there, man. It's just a great place. They're growing throughout this northern Colorado area, and I know you're excited to be working with them.
Oh, yeah. I got a day to spend with them, and just, you know, I got a credit card from ENC. You know, they're great people, and I'm super excited to be working with them.
Yeah, you did photo shoot and all that
Oh,
stuff,
yeah. It was
man.
Awesome.
No, they're great. They're the largest, Colorado's largest credit union. They were named the number one credit union in Colorado by Forbes. So you picked a good one
oh, yeah,
to work
course.
With. So, all right, let's get to this. A couple of questions that we have. This one's from Joey B., the real AD. Clay, how did D1 coaches find you at Mount Sinai High School?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure. I think it's kind of like I had a Twitter, and so I would get like Twitter followers from coaches, and you know, I get some random texts from coaches. I think they hit up my head coach, and there's some time periods like with recruiting that you're not allowed to be contacted and stuff. I know about that, but I think overall, I mean, from their point of view, I'm not exactly totally sure how they find me. I think.
Well, then another text is like, this is kind of a remote place for football players. I mean, are there a lot of football players that get looks and make it to that next level from that high school? Or you tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we actually have had some guys.
So you've had guys put you on the map.
We've had plenty of D1 players. We actually had a guy that was he's a junior right now, and he's committed to Oklahoma. He'll be a senior
okay.
for tackle.
So there's studs coming out of this high school.
We've had some good players coming out. So
once you get a few, then it just kind of puts a beacon on that school, and
I
so coaches are paying attention.
I got two friends at Washington State, too, and one's a DN who's playing. So, yeah, we've got a couple good players out of our high school.
Are they going to be good this year, or do you follow it anymore?
Washington State?
Yeah.
I'm assuming they'll be – I don't really follow them, but I'm assuming they should be good. So.
All right, Clay, how about this one? How many times will you expect to be throwing – in this air raid offense per game? 40 attempts per game? Can you give us a number?
Yeah, I would say around 30, 40 about that. That's what I'd be expecting. So that's what I got to say.
This is a follow-up here. I got to find this one. How many pounds of ice do you use per week? How sore is your arm? We're really going into this whole four air raid, throwing the ball over
Lucky
the place.
Lucky for me,
man.
We throw it so much, I don't get a lot of soreness. So I've just built that up by now, so I'm good.
Again, it's so much fun to see you guys out there. Okay, here's the one I wrote down from earlier. What do you think of, this is just from a random texter, what do you think of Fort Collins so far?
Oh, it's awesome. Like, especially coming back here, because I went to Tucson, and then coming back here in the fall, you know, it's really beautiful this time of the year, and it's a great place, and obviously, like I said, I got my family here. It's really just a beautiful place. Horsetooth's awesome. I've been down there during the summer. It's a great place to be. No, I love Fort Collins. It's a great college town. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, I know we had talked a while ago, a couple of months ago, I think, when we were sorting through the radio show. But it is it's a great place. I mean, it really is. Fort Collins has grown so much over the years, too.
It's awesome.
So. This one's kind of a follow-up as we're talking about your dad a little bit, Hugh Millen. Again, they just kind of more of what you talked about in that first segment, but is there a piece of advice that sticks out in your brain when you're thinking about something he told you about football specifically?
Advice. That's a good one.
Is it like a saying or something specific, or is it like there's been so much, it's hard to pinpoint?
There's honestly been so much. There's not like one big thing, but he's given me just great advice over the years, and I've taken a lot from him, and I've learned a lot about the game and just how to approach it mentally. You know, he's been through being a student athlete and having to focus on school and being, you know, getting ready to play for a big college football game. It's not super easy to balance those things, so he's given me some advice on that and just advice on clearing my mind at night, you know, getting off of football. So he's just been super supportive, and knowing that he's been through the process that I'm about to be going through, he's a great person to be talking to.
Do you guys like talk via phone every single day, or is it text, or what is that like? Or maybe every week, or what's that like?
Yeah, well, text and phone call. And obviously during fall camp, I was a little bit busy, so I wasn't talking to my parents as much, but I try and go back, especially I went back to Arizona before fall camp, just because I knew I wouldn't be seeing them for a couple months. I wanted to head down there and spend some time with them. So they're always a great support for me, and I'm really appreciative of them.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, here's a best sense of humor, Jay Norvell or Matt Mummy? Who's funnier?
Oh, that's a really good one. Oh, boy.
Are they both funny, though?
They're
cut-ups?
Really funny, yeah. I'll go with Matt Mummy. I think Jay might be a little disappointed in this one, but I'm going with Matt on this
He's
one.
He's going to have to raise his game then, man. We're going to get some more jokes going.
It's close.
Are they actively trying to keep things light? And again, it seems like they know when to turn it on, too, when they say, okay, we're going to be funny for a moment. Oh, now it's go time. Yeah. We got to go there.
Yeah,
they seem to walk that line okay.
Coach Norvell loves to laugh. He's always really excited, and he's a great person to talk to, and he's always lots of energy. But, you know, when it's go time, we know he gets in that mode, and he's competitive now. So that's exactly how you want your coach to be.
Clay, we got this one earlier, too. Of the, you know, all the teams your dad plays for, do you have that in your head?
All of them.
I have it up here. Are any of those teams your favorite NFL team, or do you have one now? I know a lot of times I talk to college players, and they're like, I put that out of my head once I make it into college. I don't have a favorite team anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would say I've always been a Tom Brady fan. You know, my dad played for the Patriots, and so my brother, I was kind of always looking up to my brother, and my brother was a huge Tom Brady fan. And so as long as I remember, I've always just been a Tom Brady fan just because my brother. And so I've grown up just being a Brady guy. So I'd have to go with the Buccaneers, you know.
Was kind of the Patriots.
Yeah, was the Patriots. I'm just a big Tom Brady guy, and I'm a big fan of Joe Burrow now, too. So I kind of just pick quarterbacks I like, and I feel like are similar style to me, and those are my guys that I stick with.
All right, he played for the Rams, Falcons, Patriots, Cowboys, Dolphins, the Broncos.
Yep.
He was a backup to John Elway, too. I mean, that's got to be interesting getting some of those stories.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, the Saints. These are so fun, man. And again, you have so much that you're going to bring to this tape, to the show. And I had, like, when I first started talking to you, I was like, dude, this is exciting, man. I mean, you're for Air Raid. This is what this is all about. And that's got to be kind of a cool feeling for you being so young, knowing, okay, we're building this thing up around what we can do on this offense.
Yeah, you know, obviously, I just try and learn every single day. You know, I'm still young. I mean, I'm still a redshirt freshman, and I got to learn from one of the best quarterbacks in the country last year, which was a huge thing for me going to Nevada. I knew I'd come in fall, wouldn't early enroll in spring, get that, you know, head start. I just wanted to take everything away I could from Carson last year. That was the biggest thing, because he was such a great quarterback. He knew how to run the system really well. I knew I'd get that short time to learn from him. And so every single day, you know, watching film and just learning, you know, every single day I try and get better. And the more reps I get, you know, you just keep on trying to get better as a young guy. And so I'm excited to just keep on building this thing. And
Oh, and you kept your freshman status, because how many games were you actually?
I was in two.
Two, and that's what is it? Is it three? Is it two or three, or what is it?
You get four.
Four. Okay. Yeah. All right. So they kept you there, though. Yeah. So you've got that. How's that work with you as well? Now, I guess, are we stopping doing the COVID year anymore? We just did it that one year, right, in 2020, and then you added.
Yeah.
On,
so I wasn't in college for COVID year, so I still I've I redshirted last year, and then I have 4 years.
I'm just trying to add more, man. I'm trying. Are you sure it didn't carry over two more years? And it's like, hey, if you came in 2 years after COVID, you still get a COVID year. We're just trying to squeeze more out of you, man.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this season. For Air Raid, too. I mean, there's so much history. Obviously, Matt Mummy is his family is Air Raid. Jay Norvell literally wrote a book on wide receivers.
Yeah.
Your dad has been in the NFL and he's talking sports on a daily basis. I mean, there is a lot of football history just between the head coach, the offensive coordinator, and the quarterback. I mean, I don't know that there's been so much football history, so much high level football history between those three important positions.
Oh yeah. So when I committed to Nevada, you know, it was pretty cool because I talked with my dad and I wasn't super familiar with the Air Raid because I hadn't run it before. I'd heard of it, obviously, but I didn't know, you know, the depths of it and a lot of the inside of it. And so once my dad talked with me, he told me, you know, how Mummy, his dad, was the one who created the Air Raid. And so Matt Mummy, he's been in the system,
crazy,
played at Kentucky, ran the Air Raid, and now he's coaching it. So, you know, I get the direct line of Air Raid and who created it. So it's awesome.
I mean, that's just a lot of football, man. My mind would probably explode if I sat in a room with all three of you guys because of the football knowledge that's there. And that's got to be so cool, too, because obviously if you're a head coach in Division I football, you know football. You know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
But then when you can talk about the background and the history there, Jay Norvell's had a long line, a list of places that he's been and coaches he's learned from. And as you said with Hal Mummy, Matt Mummy's learned so much. That's just, it's a lot of football, man.
Yeah, you know, Jay, he's been to a lot of big schools and he's learned a lot over the years. You know, I think he's got a great experience with football. He knows football really well. And like I said, he loves the game, so I've got a lot of knowledge around me. Coach Mummy and Coach Norvell, you know, all those guys know the game really well, and it's just great guys to have as your coaches that can teach you. And, you know, I've had a football background, too. My dad's taught me a lot.
Yeah.
So just learning from all those guys, it really helps benefit me and help me to, you know, play my very best.
What was it like, too? You mentioned Carson Strong, obviously. We're seeing what he can do in the NFL.
Yeah.
What was that like, being able to watch him? Because he had such a great season last year.
Yeah, he was a super cool guy. When I first came in, you know, he welcomed me, and he made me feel confident. You know, he gave me a lot of compliments as a young guy when I first came in camp, which I wouldn't really expect from an older guy with the status that he had. You know, he made me feel good about myself, and I learned a lot from him. When, you know, he'd give me pointers and advice here and there, which really helped me as a young guy, and I just got to sit back and watch him and, you know, kind of just go over the plays in my mind and watch and see what he was doing so when I went out there, I could try and replicate it. So he was great. He had a lot of arm talent, obviously, and so he was someone that was really great to learn from.
You're listening to the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We wrapped up getting to know Clay, presented by Ent Credit Union. Some great sponsors helping put this thing together. I know you and I met. We met at Crazy Carl's, man.
Yeah.
And you told me you're kind of a picky eater.
I am.
But you enjoyed Crazy Carl's Pizza, they're solving even the picky eaters.
No, man. It was awesome. I'm always going to Crazy Carl's Pizza down here. It's awesome. So I've always been kind of teased since I've been here. Since I got to college, I got teased a little bit for being a picky eater. You know, we go to team dinner and they're like, what's on your plate, dude? Like, put something on there. So
so were you nervous when we first went to Crazy Carl's? Were you like, dude, I'm kind of a picky eater. I hope it works out.
So. But after my first bite, I knew I was good. So
that's good, man. I mean, I love their pizza. Their wings, they do it right. Great place to watch games. Great place to watch some CSU Rams, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, a few more questions coming back. I want to get into obviously big picture stuff when you look at college football. I mean, I'm guessing you pay attention to the madness that's been going on with conference realignment. Obviously, we're in the world of NIL deals and transfer portals, and you're experiencing a couple of those, right?
Yeah.
So I want to talk kind of about how you handle all of those things and where you think college football is headed, too. Clay Millen joining us for the Clay Millen Show, 36 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here real quickly, and we'll get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
39 minutes after the hour. Welcome back in. This is the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. 1 o'clock every single Monday on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Are you guys... Okay, so I know you don't play this weekend. You play next weekend, Michigan, and we'll get into that in a moment, probably more specifically next week. Are you kind of getting into game mode now then? Did that officially kick off today?
Yeah, we're totally... The last 2 days of fall camp, it was just game mode. We're preparing for Michigan now. So fall camp's over. We've got to practice against each other. Now we're getting ready for the season. We're getting ready for Michigan, and it's just all eyes on them now.
Are you ready, man? I mean, just getting done hitting, beating each other up. Yeah. And I know you're a quarterback. But, you know, just still the same stuff. And now you're like, okay, good. Now we can actually start putting together a game plan, not just installs, but actually focus on one specific opponent, and that is Michigan, of course. And that's going to be so freaking crazy. Yeah. But that's got to be nice to get into that transition mode after a long camp.
For sure, yeah. You know, we got to go against each other, bang up on each other. Obviously, as a quarterback, I'm not too sore or anything, so I'm just fine.
But just that throwing arm, right? No, you said that's not too sore.
I know the other guys are getting a little bit sore, so it's nice for them to get refreshed, and we're just all eyes on Michigan now, watching film, just getting ready. You know, we're excited, so everything's Michigan, and yeah.
How much do you think about that being – that's going to be your first start in Division I college football – is going to be against Michigan. I mean, that's just insanity, man.
Yeah.
How are you feeling with all this? I'm not trying to add more.
No, I feel good. You know, I mean, I have a lot of great respect for Michigan. My grandpa went there, and obviously it's a great university, and they have a great football team. They've got a great history, so it's a great opportunity for us. You know, we'll be on a national stage, and I'm just excited. You know, we're getting ready, and I'm watching a lot of film, and so I'm just doing everything I can on my end to be ready and prepared to go in there and, you know, play as well as I can.
What's the messaging like? And again, that's probably going to ramp up as we get closer, but it's Michigan. It's a top-tier team picked to maybe be a playoff team. I mean, that's how good they are. What's the messaging like?
Yeah, obviously, like I said, you know, you always want to respect your opponent. You know, obviously Michigan, they're in the college football playoff last year. They're a really good team. You know, you always want to respect your opponent, but never fear them, obviously. You know, we're going in there with our own game plan. We're just focusing on executing our own plays. Our offense has an answer for every single defense they show us. And so at the end of the day, you know, they're a really good program. They're a really good team. They've got a lot of good athletes. But we're just going to try and execute our plays and focus on me specifically. I'll focus on my progression, my checks, my reads, take what the defense gives me. So I'm excited.
How are you feeling about your offensive line at this point? I mean, obviously, any game you go into, you want to feel good about your offensive line.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. I love my boys up front. You know, they do a great job protecting me. I got Jacob and Gray coming over from Nevada. And so we've got a lot of transfers of the offensive line from different schools, and we're all playing together now. I'm excited about those boys. You know, they're doing great. They're super – they're really welcoming, and they're great guys to have up front, and I feel really comfortable with them, and I love those boys. So, yeah, I feel good about them.
Oh, man, that's so exciting. I know Rams fans are pumped. Would you have rathered it be maybe a little bit softer of a start, so to speak, where it's maybe a team that's all right or even a, you know, whatever, middle of the road? Or is this kind of perfect for you? You're like, you know what? I want to play at this. I love playing at this level. I want to play at an even higher level. So bring it on.
Yeah, I love it. I love playing Michigan in week one. You know, we get a chance to go play on the national stage. Like I said, we get to play against a really good team that's been, you know, they've done a lot of great things. They have a great history. They're a really good team last year, and so we're excited to play against them. You know, try and give them our best shot, and obviously execute our own plays. Just focus on us. Just take what the defense gives me. Make good checks and just get completions and move the ball. So,
do you pay attention to the underdog status or any of that, or is it just like, I mean, it's Michigan. It's hard to say it's just another game, but do you have to kind of just do that in your head, saying, yeah, that's how I have to look at this. This is just another game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously it's Michigan, so it's not like just an average team, but, you know, we're playing against a good team, and we obviously know they're a high-caliber team, so we're not just taking it like we're playing just some slappies around the street. So we'll be practicing at a high level, you know, every single day. Today I was just thinking in my mind, like, hey, what's this going to be like when I'm out there against Michigan? Obviously, right now we're going against our scout defense, so I just try and take everything and, you know, speed up my process, you know, try and get the ball as quick as I can, and just kind of envision, you know, their defense when I'm out there against our scout defense. And they're giving us a look, and obviously I'll try and just do the best I can and do everything in practice I can to try and – so once I get in the game, it's easy, and it's like, okay, I've been doing this against our scout team, and I've been seeing those same looks. And obviously the game speed will be a lot faster when I'm going against them, but I just try and do everything I can mentally, prepare for that, right now in practice.
I know next week we're going to break into it. Clay's going to give us the full game plan specifically, word for word. Coach Norvell will love that. No, I won't ever ask like specifics on that. Don't worry. Looking at the college football scene, I mean, you pay attention to all this stuff that's going on. Certainly the Mountain West, well, CSU specifically, a few years ago, the talk was ramping up about the potential of CSU going to a Power 5 conference. That fizzled. Obviously, as we talked about to start the show, CSU's since been in a kind of an interesting spot. But when you look at college football, the Pac-12, I mean, I don't UCLA, USC, going to the Big Ten. A lot of changes in college football in general. I mean, what do you make of all this, man?
Yeah, it was kind of a crazy time. I think when I first saw UCLA and USC move to the Big Ten, it was just like some Instagram thing. And I was like, is that a meme or something?
Yeah, is
like,
that is real
is
life?
That a, is that a joke?
Yeah.
And then it was real. And I think it's just a crazy time for college football with NIL, transfer portal, all this conference realignment stuff and a lot of the things. They're in the air. And so I think it's just it's a crazy time for college football, and I think something that Coach Norvell has talked about is that we want to have success here. You know, we want to be a team that we can have a lot of success, and obviously bigger conferences, Power 5 conferences, will look at us and be like, hey, let's go put these guys in a Power 5 conference. You know, we've got really nice facilities. We're in a great city. Fort Collins is awesome. So that's what we want to do.
Well, and again, just creating that buzz. And, you know, Canvas Stadium, like we talked about, it's a beautiful facility. And I was there the very first game. They played against Oregon State, and it was full. And that you got that sense of what it could be. And since then, obviously, that's fizzled over time. You look at that, too, and you know, hey, if we go out this year, there's tons of excitement surrounding this program. Get some wins. Get some people excited. Maybe the rest will take care of itself when we're talking about big conferences and stuff.
For sure. I think there's a lot of excitement in Fort Collins, like you've said, about this team. Everyone's really excited, and I know, you know, I think the first game will definitely be sold out. And I think, you know, if we just keep on winning, I think that we'll have big crowds and a lot of excitement, and people will start talking about CSU. You know, we win games. We win some big games, put us on the map. And those bigger conferences, like you said, they'll be like, hey, Colorado State's a great, great town. They got great facilities. They love football down there. So, hey, let's give them a shout. Let's go put them in this bigger conference.
It's got to be so cool, man, just to know. And again, I talk about on the show on a daily basis that there's just this new era. It does feel like, you know, again, Fort Air Raid, all the stuff behind it, the football history, it does just feel like there's this brand new era. And it, of course, it starts with your head coach, your offensive coordinator, the quarterback. It's it's got to be a phenomenal feeling and exciting just to get into the season.
Oh, yeah. We're super excited. We've been working hard. I mean, from when I first got here in January, it seemed like Michigan was so far away. And, you know, it's like it's, what, 13 days away?
Yeah, man.
It's finally here, and we've been working really hard. Winter conditioning, spring ball, and then summer workouts and player run practices over the summer. And we just went through fall camp, and so we've been through it all, and we've been working really hard, and I'm excited for the season now.
All right, my man. Clay, we'll wrap up the show on the other side with you.
Sounds good.
And then we'll let you get out of
here.
I know you got school and all this other stuff to get to, man. This is the Clay Millen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, 48 minutes after the hour. We'll wrap up the very first Clay Millen Show on the other side. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2. On 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
.152 the time, and it's our very first show. We're going to be kind of working out some of those kinks. We'll get your walk-up music. We'll get all of our liners set and ready to go. Have you thought about what your walk-up
I have not,
be,
so I'll definitely be thinking about that over the next couple days.
Are you a rock guy, a rap guy,
I'm a little bit of everything. I'll do a little bit of country, a little bit of rap. You know, I just
Angel
like
likes that.
Just some songs that I like. I'll rock with it. It doesn't have to be any specific genre. If I like a song, I like it.
All right, well, think about it, because we need you.
For
we'll
sure.
get your intro song and everything, man. Clay, this first show's been fantastic, and it's going to be so much fun because this gives Rams fans such a great perspective from not only a player but the quarterback, and that's what we're advertising here, right? Is Fort Air Raid? Is we're throwing the ball out? We're going to have some fun, and we're going to get people in the stands and exciting. So, who better to talk to us about that than you, man?
Yeah, Awesome.
It's going to be fantastic.
For sure. I'm super excited.
Any other thoughts before we let you slide out of here and you're going to go record some ads and stuff and then you're going to go to your class? Yep. I mean, you got a crazy schedule, man.
Yeah, I do. It's pretty busy right now, but I'm just super thankful to be on here and love it. And so I'm excited for the season, excited for Michigan to start in 2 weeks, and it's awesome to be on here.
So we are going to try to get your dad on at some point, too.
I mean, for sure. I'll be texting him.
And then I think it'd be fun at some point, and the coaches would have to go for this, but we get Coach Norvell, Coach Mummy on this program, and then you grill him, man. Yeah. You ask him all the serious questions, and we just have some fun with
that. I would love that. Get Mummy on here. I'll put him in the hot seat.
We'll bring some – we could call it the hot seat too, man. And we could bring some players in too.
Oh, for sure.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I know a bunch of – I know the receivers will definitely want to come in. I know Torrey Ty would definitely want to
Torrey. So
here.
What's your – quickly here, your relationship with Torrey, what's that like?
Yeah, so I got to meet him last year. Torrey is – he's a guy that he's got a lot of swag, you know. He's always kind of that guy that's always walking around. He's got swag.
Kind of got that dance in between, you know, as he's getting ready to line
up. He's
always
feeling good, and so Tori's my boy, and so I'm excited to be throwing him this year, so it's going to be fun.
I took a picture earlier in spring. I think it was, you were just in shotgun or something, several receivers out there, and I posted it. People went, like, what is this formation? We've never seen it. It was a little different last year. I mean, it was run the ball a lot. It's going to be a lot more passing, I'm guessing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's what we've learned through this whole process is we know CSU is going to be – you're going to be airing the ball out.
Yeah. I think I watched a practice from last year, and it was just the entire time. It was, like, literally only runs. And I remember talking to Ty. I'm like, did you guys have fun last year? Come on.
Yeah, it certainly seems like you guys are having fun this year, man. And that's – like you said, it's a game at the end of the day. And that's what folks are so excited about, to see what you guys can do bringing that excitement back. So, man, we're excited to be able to document that with you on these shows every single week.
For sure. Awesome. Yeah, I'm super excited to be on here.
All right, my man. There it is, the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Next week, we're going to get into some more game talk, and we're going to look at Michigan and get some specifics there. And jokingly, no, we won't give out the game plan. I promise we won't give out the game plan. Nothing like that. But again, Clay, just appreciate you, dude, and we'll let you get back at it. I know it's a big, big week for you. Next week's even bigger, so best of luck to you for the rest
Thank
of the
you.
Week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, my man. This has been the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.